Debate in Syracuse's Common Council chambers today centered on the proposed closing of a fire station on the city's east side. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Fire Station 7 on East Fayette Street was built using World War II technology more than 60 years ago. At this point, two of the three bays are structurally inadequate. It's in need of almost $1.3 million in repairs, according to city officials. The city can't afford that right now, so the plan is to create a new engine company out of two others, including Company 7, according to Fire Chief Paul Linertz.
What it is going to do is combine two engine companies. Each company is staffed by 16 people. By combining them to one engine, there will be 16 people assigned to Station 1. The other 16 people will be dispersed throughout the city.
This plan doesn't sit well with the union that represents firefighters. Lonnie Johnson is president of Syracuse Firefighters Association 280.
I think safety is the most important thing. If you look at the volume of calls we have, it's our job to make sure that we give the kids an opportunity to come home at night.
Johnson says firefighters will continue to make their case to keep Station 7 open throughout the budget process. It's unclear whether common councilors can do anything to revive Station 7. Lawmakers vote on a budget in May and could conceivably move money around to pay for renovations, but ultimately the mayor and fire chief make decisions for the department. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.